Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
Do you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
you come
to the convention.
No. Okay. All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen.
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think
all
that
right.
The will of the people should prevail, yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich spoke out as he's back in his Chicago home 8 years after he went to prison on corruption charges for trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat, the day after President Trump commuted Blagojevich's sentence to time served. The president tweeted, "Rob Blagojevich did not sell the Senate seat. He served 8 years in prison with many remaining. He paid a big price." Blagojevich gave an interview surrounded by family and friends in front of his house. He praised President Trump for his release.
This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has filed for bankruptcy. This comes 6 months after disclosing that it paid millions of dollars to people sexually abused as children by its clerics. The diocese joins at least 20 others across the U.S. seeking protection from its creditors through the federal bankruptcy system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Despite some pushback from students, the First Lady has accepted an award from Palm Beach University. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Melania Trump is being honored with a Woman of Distinction Award in Florida for her work with children. She accepted the award from the Palm Beach Atlantic University and highlighted her Be Best program.
When we teach our children to cherish our values and care for each other, they are better prepared to carry on America's legacy of compassion, service, and patriotism.
A Pentagon policy official is leaving. Here's USA's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood told to submit his resignation. That as senior national security leadership is said to not support him anymore. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine issue as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying that it wasn't exactly a good idea to talk about withholding aid from Ukraine. Rood has been part of the Trump administration for a little over 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The IRS said it's going to step up efforts to collect back taxes from wealthier Americans who haven't filed returns for years. They said the new effort will start with in-person visits to high-income earners who didn't file a return for 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as we come to you live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for Megan Barth. Yes, Megan Barth is with us, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I've got a real treat. I've been chasing Peter Schweitzer down, it almost seems like, all the time. And the reason being is because he is doing something that the everyday media is not doing, and that is getting deep into these issues and exposing government malfeasance and treachery along with corruption. Of course, he's been known for his books, Clinton Cash, best-selling book, which went on to become a movie. Extortion, Throw Them All Out, Architects of Ruin, Secret Empires, Peter, which, you know, you exposed Joe Biden in Secret Empires before he exposed himself. I mean, it became so obvious, but kind of like what we talked about in our discussion after Clinton Cash, I'm going, look at, you know, because it was about maybe 2.5 years or so after you'd written about the uranium deal that the mainstream media and the government itself started to pick up on something, and you're going, wait a minute, why did it, something this obvious and so egregious take so long?
Yeah, sometimes it takes time for it to seep into the, you know, the establishment media and the government. Part of that, Bill, is because these stories are kind of complex. I mean, when you're talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, it took us 9 months to uncover the fact that, you know, while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, his son was basically going around the world to places like Ukraine and China and Kazakhstan and collecting large paydays for jobs and deals that he had no business getting, and that those deals were closely timed to his father, then the vice president's, you know, activities, political activities. So
Right. It
takes a while sometimes for that to sink in. But we also, there's no question about it, deal with a bias in the media. Some of the media just simply don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. If these stories involve people with the name Trump, they would be all over it. But for some reason, they're just less interested when it involves somebody like Joe Biden.
I guess they have to protect their interests on the D.C. cocktail circuit or whatever, the inner circle of the deep state apparatchik. I don't know, but here, slowly but surely, they're being found out. The thing that I also have been waiting on as well, Peter, is that you see Hunter Biden coming off of Airplane 2, which is, you know, Air Force 1, but it's Air Force 2 when the vice president's on there, and he's accompanying the vice president to whether it's Ukraine and China, and on the heels of that accompaniment are these shady deals that come down. I mean, Hunter Biden didn't even have you know, the common sense to buy his own airplane ticket. He'd go on the people's plane and take advantage. And but even that, you know, which seems to me so obvious because you see footage of this, they're saying, well, we've got to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, that that in fact, you know, that the timing, you know, connects exactly, even though, you know, at this point, you know, the vice president has some plausible deniability, and he tells everybody, he says, why are we even talking about this? That's already been proven to be a hoax.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, look, everybody knows that if you're in Washington, D.C. or in those circles, and your last name is Biden or, say, Bush, you're going to have certain advantages. Everybody gets that. But that's not really what we're talking about here. In the case of Hunter Biden, it's not just the fact that he got deals he wasn't qualified to get and they were big paydays. It's when those deals happened. So the China deal, for example, he ends up getting a $1 billion, that's with a B, private equity deal financed by the Chinese government, even though he has no background in China and no background in private equity. Well, that deal happens when? It happens 10 days after he accompanies his father on Air Force 2 to Beijing, China, where his father has a lot of discussions with Chinese leaders, gets criticized for basically being soft on the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Hunter gets the deal. Or you look at Ukraine. You know, he gets the payday, a $1 million.
And meanwhile, the former president escapes any kind of responsibility. And as you say, he was appointed. He wasn't appointed by Congress. He was appointed by the president himself.
Yeah, and we know for a fact, based on reporting in the New York Times and elsewhere, that there were certainly questions raised about the Ukraine deal.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly there had to be some awareness of this China deal. You know, his son's company, Rosemont Seneca Partners, this sort of small, new, rinky-dink financial firm, getting a deal in China that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, nobody else had.
Right.
So we know that. For Barack Obama not to say anything about it or to say knock this off, you know, means in a sense he's complicit in it because he's allowing it to happen and he's not raising any questions.
Well, this is the same president that gave cover for Hillary Clinton.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, this is the thing that I say. I say this applies to Republicans. It applies to Democrats. If we are going to be serious about corruption, I'm talking about real corruption, not, you know, people throw the word around, but I'm talking about self-enrichment through government service. You have to be prepared to call out your own side.
Exactly.
You cannot, as a Republican, if you like your senator and your senator is engaging these shenanigans, you can't look the other way because you like the way that they vote. Mm-hmm. Likewise, if you like Joe Biden and he's engaging in this behavior, you can't just ignore it. And it's interesting, there was a survey done, a poll done a couple of weeks ago by The Hill magazine in Washington, D.C., where they surveyed Democrat primary voters, and they found that 40% of them said that Joe Biden needed to be more specific in answering his questions about his son's business dealing. So
exactly.
Healthy body, brain, and heart pack to the healthy libido pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Russian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Peter Schweitzer continues, talking about his number one New York Times bestseller, Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elites. You know, it has been a great exercise to go back and remember, Peter, the different books that you've written before and the investigative reporting. I mean, it has really established you as the go-to person and organization who have consistently been doing these deep dives that we've expected the mainstream media to do. But you have consistently done this. You've added to your credibility. And here it is. You've got a number one New York Times bestseller on your hands once again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I believe corruption is a human problem. It's not a Republican problem or a Democrat problem. I do believe, and the reason I focus on progressives in this new book, is that progressives are unique, and they need serious evaluation, because what makes them unique, Bill, is whether you're a moderate or a conservative or a classical liberal or a libertarian, generally, most of those people think the size of government's about the size it should be, or it should be smaller. Mm-hmm. Progressives are saying we need to make government a lot larger and a lot more powerful to solve our problems. That's the premise behind what Bernie Sanders and everybody else is saying. Now, of course, it's highly debatable whether they would actually solve our problems. I don't think they would. But it begs the larger question of what are they going to do with more power? What have they done with the power they already have? And the thesis of the book is what they have done with the power that they already have is enrich themselves. They've abused power for their own benefit. So if you give them more power, you should expect there to be a whole lot more of this, because human history teaches us power corrupts people. And the more you give them, the more corrupt they're going to be.
Well, you want to look at what people will do. Look what they've done, to your point. And you took some 18 months of research time working on this, because I know, because several times I was trying to get in touch with you, and they said, he's locked up, he's researching, he's got a new book coming out. And so here we are with Profiles in Corruption, and let's talk about Bernie. What did you find out about Bernie Sanders?
Well, Bernie Sanders is very interesting. He's worth millions of dollars, which is interesting for a guy who's been in elective office really most of his adult life, never really had a job before that. Mm-hmm. When he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont at age 39 back in 1981, the first thing he did was put his then-girlfriend, later wife, Jane, on the payroll. And the city council, which was controlled by Democrats, erupted and said, wait a minute, you can't just hire somebody. There's no job here. We didn't authorize this job. You can't do this. And Bernie basically ignored them, kept her on the payroll, and this began a pattern over the course of the next decades where he has steered taxpayer dollars and campaign dollars to his family. And sometimes he does them in sort of very mischievous ways. So one of the big secrets, dirty secrets in Washington, D.C., is you can funnel money to a family member or a friend with using campaign dollars through something called media buying.
Exactly.
So if you, Bill Martinez, said, I'm going to run for, you know, Senate in my state, Peter Schweitzer, I want you to buy $1 million in television and radio ads, I would be entitled to getting a commission, 10 to 15% of that, for doing the media buys. So out of the $1 million, you would see $1 million on your Federal Election Commission form, but I would get $100,000 to $150,000 of that. And that would not be disclosed anywhere. That's the beauty of this. So,
Peter, having been in that business, let me tell you, if I was negotiating with, and we did this with the Reagan campaign, as a matter of fact, we had to negotiate with the powers to be, and our commission at that time was about 5%, okay? So it's negotiable.
Yes.
But if it's a family member, guess what? If there's no negotiating. It's going to be 15% is what they're going to get.
Exactly. And what we know is that Bernie put his wife, Jane, in charge of his campaign media buying, despite the fact that she had no background in advertising, she had no background in media buying. He put her in charge, and she was getting this commission. We know she made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it. The big mystery, Bill, revolves around the 2016 presidential campaign, because in that case, Bernie spent $83 million in media buys, huge sum of money. Where did that money flow through? Well, it flowed through this little-known company called Old Town Media. It had no other clients. It had no website. It was registered to a home in suburban Virginia that sits on a cul-de-sac. And they, $83 million went through this entity. Who owns this entity? Well, two friends of Jane Sanders, his wife,
yes,
who was involved in the media buying before. Now, Jane was asked about this by a progressive reporter in 2016. You know, are you connected to this? What do you know about it? And Jane Sanders, according to the reporter, hung up the phone. So there's this mystery. We know she did it before. We know she made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this before. Did she get a cut of that 2016 presidential campaign media buy? And we just don't know.
Well, and so far he's spent $40 million in this current,
yes,
in this current,
exactly,
campaign. So figure out 15% of $40 million. I mean, that's pretty, that's a pretty good return, right?
That's good money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, no matter how you look at it. We got about 4 minutes. I want to talk about Amy. Amy Klobuchar, what did you find out?
Yeah, Amy Klobuchar is an interesting paradox because she votes with Bernie Sanders 88% of the time. But here's the thing. At the same time she's doing that, she is one of the top three recipients of corporate campaign donations in all of the U.S. Senate. So how do you do that? How do you vote with Bernie Sanders and at the same time collect all this corporate cash? And it turns out that she does it through this very virulent form of crony capitalism. And we have numerous examples of this in the book where, a couple of dozen executives from the same company will write large checks to her campaign over a 2 to 3 day period. And then in a couple of weeks, she will introduce legislation on the Senate floor that specifically benefits that company.
Wow.
That's the pattern that you see emerging with Amy Klobuchar.
It's that obvious.
Yes, it's that obvious. Now, look, everybody has this sense, and it does go on often in Washington, D.C., that donations buy access, it buys favors, it buys legislation. What's stunning in her case is how blatant it is, and we have numerous examples. I mean, there's an energy company, for example, where I think it's 28 executives donate to her campaign over a couple of day period, and then she introduces legislation that specifically benefits that same energy company. It's quite astonishing.
Unbelievable.
The other part of it, Bill, is before she was a U.S. senator, she was a prosecutor in Hennepin County in Minneapolis, the chief prosecutor, and she talks about the fact that she went after white-collar criminals, and she mentions all these, you know, small fish and minnows that she went after. What she didn't do was go after the massive whale that was there at the time, which was a guy named Tom Petters. He and his associates were running the second largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history, and it was pretty... There was a lot of awareness that he was doing something fishy.
All in her watch.
Klobuchar. Yeah. And she did not investigate them. She went after people that were doing business with him, did not go after him. What you find out is that Amy Klobuchar's number one campaign contributor when she ran for Senate was Tom Petters and his compatriots. What you also find out is that her political mentor, Walter Mondale, both of his sons were working with Tom Petters at the same time. So it seems fairly clear that it was selective enforcement. She was turning a blind eye precisely because Tom Petters had the right friends and he was writing checks to her campaign.
Exactly. And there's more in the book. We got about a minute left here, Peter. Let's touch on Elizabeth Warren here.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, her net worth is around $12 million. They pay well teaching law at Harvard, but not that well. She made her money with one of the dirtiest moves in Washington, which is she was hired by Congress in the mid-1990s to rewrite the bankruptcy laws. She was paid by taxpayers. Once she wrote part of those laws, she went to corporations that were going to be affected by the laws and said, hire me and I will help you navigate around the laws that I was paid to write. And she made millions of dollars representing corporations to get around or skirt the laws that she herself had actually written.
Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Peter Schweitzer's new number one New York Times bestseller, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, how can people be in touch with you?
You can go to PeterSchweitzer.com or you can go to the Government Accountability Institute website. Just type in cronyism.com.
Peter, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
Do you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
they
come
person?
To the convention.
No?
All
okay.
of the people.
All righty. Vice President Biden?
Take by the rule.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen.
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think
All
that
right.
the will of the people should
okay.
prevail, yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
This is what it's all coming down to. I know we hear words like live free or die. You know, what does that mean? Are we willing to really put it all on the line, you know, for the sake of our freedoms? Even though we may have had sons and daughters before us that have sacrificed their lives for the ultimate demand of freedom, this is how much skin is required for freedom. And this is what we've been learning by experience. To continue to fight the good fight, then we have to be willing to put it all on the line. But meanwhile, we need to remain vigilant for those things that are free or those things that encroach on our freedom. And we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on, so stay with us. I am Bill Martinez, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about investing with an eye on the long term, okay? We know that it's wise, and those who stay disciplined are often rewarded for staying the course. However, this does not mean investors should ignore their investments altogether, okay? Just as routine medical visits are key to maintaining our physical health, periodic portfolio checkups are vital to financial health. You know, this makes sense, right? So with so much uncertainty facing markets and the global economy, now is the perfect time to check in on your investment holdings. And here to give us some more insight into that is Dave LeDuc, Executive Vice President, Chief Investment Officer, Head of Fixed Income at Mellon, a BNY Mellon investment management firm. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so why should investors, wherever they are in their investing lives, consider fixed income solutions like bonds during this historic equities bull run?
Yeah, dude, we've done a lot of work on this, and I think there's a there's a strong case to be made that portfolio diversification still matters. You know, when we talk about it in investing terms, we talk about fancy terms like correlation of different assets and portfolio allocation theory. But really all that means is that not all investments move in the same direction at the same time. And so, for example, sometimes there are environments where stock market goes down, but there can be other investments in your portfolio that can help offset, provide some stability, maybe even go up at the time when those investments are struggling. And I think the challenge for investors right now is that, as you point out, we've had stocks going up, you know, with a few hiccups, really, for the better part of 10 years. And so, I think, like a lot of people, it's just like you mentioned with a checkup. I think if you feel healthy, you say, well, why should I go to the doctor? But it's worth getting a checkup. It's worth looking at your portfolios. And again, what we find is that individual investors, and partly because of the performance of stocks, are underinvested, in our opinion, in areas like fixed income that can provide a balance if we do get some turbulence in the market.
Exactly. Well, we often hear about balance and portfolio allocation, and you have a theory on that. So break it down for our audience.
Yeah, so if you look at long-term returns, if you put all your eggs in one basket in the stock market, there are environments, if you think back to 2008, 2009, where we've had some really dramatic negative returns, right? And so after 10 years of really, really strong stock performance, you know, we might be facing environments in the future where we have similar types of downward performance. And so it's not our expectation that that's imminently around the corner, but trees don't grow to the sky, and so there's always going to be some days where we have some volatility. And so portfolio allocation theory basically says if you build in investments that don't all move in the same direction over time, you can build a stronger portfolio. You can build one that can withstand environments like 2008 or 2009 or other moments where we've had stock market volatility. It helps investors ride those periods out. And over time, we think it leads to a better chance for you to reach your financial goals than just, again, putting your eggs in just a few different, you know, one basket or in just one part of the market.
Mm-hmm. In dealing with that, you know, with the allocation theory, What is the biggest challenge for most investors? Is it just that, hey, this is what I'm used to doing and I'm really fixed in that, and so sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to get them to, you know, maybe just move a little bit away from what they traditionally have done?
No, it's hard. I think, you know, what I find is people understand stocks. There's stories, right? There are certain companies right now producing innovative products, and that's something they can touch and feel, and they say, well, I understand that, right? I understand how stocks work, and if the company does well, the stock goes up. I think when we start to think about fixed income and bonds, people are less familiar with that asset, and they say, well, I'm not sure how these bond things work. And then they look at the interest rate environment, and yields seem, you know, historically low. You know, in U.S. interest rates are in the 1.5-2% range. And they say, well, why would I want to put my assets in that? I don't really understand exactly how it works, and I'm not sure I understand the benefit of doing that. And so I think that's the challenge that fixed income investors individual investors have is sometimes they perceive there's some complexity to that. And one of the things we're trying to do is help investors understand that there's no magic to it. Basically, investing in bonds is another way to lend people money.
Yes.
And so where stock market returns are generally produced by the price of the stock going up or down a lot, in bonds, a lot of our returns are really just by collecting the interest that these bond issuers, the people borrowing money, have to pay. And so those returns are typically more stable over time.
Mm-hmm. So you say there's a strong case to be made for muni bonds.
Oh, definitely. I think muni bonds in particular have some really great characteristics for individual investors. One being the obvious fact that there's a tax advantage, right? So the interest that investors get from municipal bond issuers typically is not taxed at the same rate or is tax exempt. So So while the yield may be a little bit lower, you don't pay taxes on that, on a lot of that income that you get from municipal bonds. So there's a real benefit there in offsetting that. The other thing is that the things where the things that are paying interest to an investor are bonds that are funding projects in municipalities, so schools, hospitals, maybe some utilities or roads or other things. And those bonds typically perform well even if the economy stumbles, right? It's it's very rare, very, very rare that we have municipal bond issuers not paying us back because we've hit a recession. You know, typically those things are important, vital assets in a community, and the tax revenues associated with supporting those things still keep coming in regardless of where we are. Not so in the stock market, right? If the economy takes a stumble, those things can go down dramatically.
Yeah, it seems a lot more secure, at least something to consider there, especially for somebody that is, you know, has a fixed income strategy, right?
Yes, and I think, you know, depending on where an investor is in their life cycle and where, what kind of goals they're trying to reach, you know, the conventional wisdom is that as you get older, you should probably be thinking to build a little bit more stability in your portfolio. Think about getting a little bit more income and have less exposure to the ups and downs of pure stock portfolios.
What about global investment, Dave?
Yeah, that's another area that we think is misunderstood. You know, if investors have difficulty coming to grips with how bonds work, global investing maybe seems even more challenging for them. But all it is simply is that we're casting a wider net. Mm-hmm. So in global investing, instead of saying, well, we're just going to buy bonds in the United States, we're saying we're going to look all over the world. And the team that I run, we have investment analysts and portfolio managers all over the world, in the U.S., in Asia, in Europe. And they're looking at a lot of different investment opportunities. And again, in the same way that you don't want to put all your eggs in the stock market, in a bond portfolio, sometimes you don't want to put all your eggs just in the United States. And what we found over time is there are a lot of assets outside the U.S. That perform really well, even if the U.S. is struggling a little bit.
Well, I got to tell you, I had to stop and, you know, put my head back on straight because it really had to take a second look to realize that 60% of fixed income opportunities reside outside of the United States. There is gold in them thar hills, not just here, but overseas as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Well, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. David has been our guest, David LeDuc, Executive Vice President with the Chief Investment Officer, Head of Fixed Income at Fixed Income Mellon at BNY Mellon Investment Management Firm. That's a mouthful, David, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it is. Hey. You know, and if you know, they can go to our website, www.bnymellon.com, if they want.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements. Formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, it's lobby time. You know what that means, huh? Big butter? Huh? No, big popcorn. Light butter. That's what we do. Hey, it's time for the movie guy, Steve Evans, coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, Steve Evans, live from the movie capital of the world, is with us. Real quick here, just to follow up with Dave LeDuc. We got kind of cut off in the interview just right before. And that is, his website is im.bnymelon.com. That's im.bnymelon.com. That's where you can go for more information for your investment questions. Hey, Steve-O, how we doing? It's me and you now.
Yeah, that's right. Here in the lobby. That's okay. You can take care of whatever business you need to take care of. I'm wiping the butter off my fingers and getting ready for the report here.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much. You're so patient and everything like that. Hey, it beats being in the middle of a debate and being a wealthy guy and realizing that, you know, people can pick on you pretty easy.
Well, you know what? There is a skill to debating, and you know, there's somebody was saying it's like you know, jumping on a treadmill when you know when you haven't been running and the treadmill's running at full speed. That's
exactly.
Kind of how, you know, it's like jump into the pool there, Michael, and let's get wet.
Yes.
So it's one of those things. You know, it is a skill. I mean, you have to develop that, and he'll be fine. I mean,
and the gals came out fast and hard on him too. I mean, it's like whoa. Yo.
This is a fight. This is going to be, this is like the WWE or something.
I know, that's what I was thinking, you know. Are you ready to rumble?
Well, Michael better be ready. I mean, at least he was rumbled last night.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt.
Here, shall we?
Hey, why not Hedgecock, huh?
You know, we should.
And this goes to show you, you know, hedgehog. I mean, it's a blue colored little thing here, and it's a hedgehog. I didn't even know that hedgehogs look like that.
You should never underestimate a good hedgehog movie.
Exactly. Well, $58 million. I guess not.
Well, it's a whole bunch more than we expected. It was a, you know, kind of a fun type of a weekend because you had Valentine's Day and President's Day and, you know, a lot of days off, a lot of time to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what is a bit up in the air, but they didn't think it was going to make $58
million. Yes.
And it has that built-in video game audience. And if you aren't a part of that world, which I'm not, I've never played the Hedgehog game, you know, you kind of miss the fact that a lot of people know all about Sonic the Hedgehog and all show up for the movie. So obviously they did, and it will will be number one again this weekend.
And who would have thought it would be such a an answer and such a winner for Valentine's week and all that, right?
Yeah, right. Nothing like
hey, honey, what are you going to do? Are we going to go to dinner? Are we gonna do, no, we're going to go see Sonic. Oh, awesome. Oh, my God, I love you so much.
Different strokes. For
throw those pajamas away.
Absolutely. We also have Birds of Prey. That was number two, 17.2, Fantasy Island. Number three, Photograph. Number four, Bad Boys for Life, hanging in there. That movie has made $181 million in this country alone.
Wow, and who would have thunk?
Idea.
And who would have thunk? I mean, because originally when it came out, they said, man, you know, is this going to really play? But, wow, $181 million later, I guess playing pretty well. That's just here, not even talking about overseas, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, worldwide, it's not even bigger. And I think that, you know, I mean, you're taking a look at making a sequel after 17 years have passed, something like
that. Wow. Wow. What do you call that? What do you call it when the sequel has been that aged?
Well, you call that lucky, I think, if you come through like this. I don't think there's any way to pencil that out. Anyway. Mm. So let's take a look at what's going on this week, and we have some very well-reviewed movies. A movie which looks really good to me. It's called Emma. This, of course, is based on Jane Austen's beloved comedy about finding your equal and earning your happy ending. It's reimagined in this delicious new film, according to the press release. And don't you love the adjectives they use? This is a delicious new film adaptation of Emma. Handsome and clever and rich. You have Emma Woodhouse. She's this restless queen bee without rivals in her sleepy little town. This is a glittering satire of the social class and the pain of growing up, and Emma must adventure through misguided matches and romantic missteps to find the love that's been there all along. 89% based on the novel, which was her final novel, by the way, while she was living. And Anya Taylor-Joy plays Emma, and she's getting great reviews. Also stars Johnny Flynn and the great Bill Nighy. I'll show up in anything he's in. Bill Nighy and Mia Goth in this. 89% recommending Emma this weekend.
Wow.
Rated PG.
Mm,
and take the whole family.
Yeah.
Now, you may remember a movie, Bill, called The Boy.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Maybe not. It was a horror film, right?
No.
It did fairly well, about $68 million worldwide. Well, they've come out with a sequel. Thank goodness. It's called Brahms, The Boy 2. This one stars Katie Holmes, and this is about a family moving into the Heelshire Mansion. The young son soon makes friends with a lifelike doll called Brahms that he finds in the backyard. Unaware of the terrifying history of Heelshire Mansion, why these people don't go to the movies and find out about these things, I don't know. If they would have seen the original Boy, they would have known. Anyway, this young family moves into a guest house on the estate where their young son soon makes this unsettling find, a new friend, an eerily lifelike dolly called Brahms, and mayhem ensues. Now, it's not reviewed for the critics, so we don't really have a score yet, but check out the trailer. This thing looks terrifying.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's rated PG-13. However, I would think twice before you bring along the kids. Brahms.
Exactly. And Katie Holmes is in it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it looks good.
It looks good.
Also, it's called The Call of the Wild.
I like this. I have been watching the trailers on this. I like this.
73% recommending. This, of course, stars the great Harrison Ford as a grumpy old man. He seems to be typecast these days.
What happens after 70? You just become the grumpy old man part, I guess.
Well,
huh?
If you remember the Star Wars movies, he was kind of a grumpy young man as well.
Yes.
He kind of grew into this.
Yeah.
But if there's a movie out that requires a grumpy old man, I think they automatically call Harrison and see if he's available.
Mm-hmm.
This is called The Call of the Wild. This is adapted from the beloved literary classic Call of the Wild. Vividly brings to the screen the story of Buck. This is a big-hearted dog whose blissful domestic life is turned upside down when he's suddenly uprooted from his California home and transplanted to the exotic wilds of the Alaska Yukon during the gold rush of the 1890s. As the newest rookie on the male dog delivery team, and later its leader, Buck experiences the adventure of a lifetime, ultimately finding his true place in the world and becoming his own master. 73% are recommending. But, you know, there's a lot of what they call CGI in this movie.
Yes.
For the uninitiated, this computer-generated imagery.
Well, you're dealing with an old guy. I mean, you can't put him through that kind of stuff.
Well, they may have had to generate something for Harrison.
Well, not to mention the dog. The dog does some things that are spectacular. Yes, exactly. And that's why some people, about 73% of the audience is going to go out and buy a Buck dog. You know?
Right. If there's one available.
Yes.
Anyway, he's on a talk show. Harrison Ford the other night's on some talk show. I just saw the clip.
Mm.
But he's being interviewed by I forget whom. And they're talking about this wonderful dog, Buck. And he goes, there is no dog. And the hostess, what? Well, there is no dog.
There is no dog.
No, it's all
the dog is CGI'd?
Yes, it's the whole dog.
Total.
CGI'd. You know, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, well, way to blow the movie here.
Exactly. Well, look at, and dog sales. I mean, dog sales now just plummeted.
There's this wonderful dog, and it looks to me like they shot the whole thing in front of a green screen. I mean, you see these shots of Harrison in a canoe going down this raging river, and essentially he's in front of a green screen in a studio somewhere, and they're just going to be able to computer generate all of this around this particular thing. That's what's going on here. But, you know, the good thing is young kids don't stay up and watch talk shows, right?
Right, exactly.
So, and they will go to this.
Yeah, but here we are, adults listening to you, and you've pulled the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz here, buddy.
Well, that's true, but I think hopefully the young kids will be able to get with this. 73% of the critics think it's fun to see.
Exactly,
it's called The Call of the Wild.
I love the trailer. I think it's going to be good fun, regardless.
Yes, I think it's going to be fun for the whole family. I think.
Yeah.
All right, we have another movie here called Premature. This is a big movie up at Sundance. On a summer night in Harlem during her last months at home before starting college, you got a 17-year-old poet, Ayana, played by Zora Howard. She meets Isaiah, played by Joshua Boone, and he's this charming music producer who's just moved into the city, and it's not long before these two artistic souls are drawn together in a passionate summer romance. Oh, yes, but Anya must confront the complexities of the adult world, whether she is ready to or not, as is the case with most of us. Emotionally raw, intimate, and honest, Premature is at once timeless and bracingly contemporary. 96% recommend. This really looks good. One of those summer romance movies out this weekend. We have a movie here which is called, let's see if I can get this, Las Pildoras de Mi Novio, which roughly translates in my butchered Spanish to My Boyfriend's Meds. Now, this is a movie out of Mexico. It's subtitled, but it really looks funny. And it stars Jaime Camille, who's fairly well known on Broadway. And it just looks like a great plot. You know, this is about a guy, well, a young woman. Her name is Jess. She's a talented, high-powered marketing executive at an upscale tequila company who falls for Hank, played by Jaime, a charismatic mattress store owner that she meets while shopping for a new bed. Now, Hank's charm and good looks convince Jess that he is Mr. Right, but Hank hasn't been completely open with Jess. He suffers from a variety of issues for which he takes an endless assortment of medications. And on the night that Hank decides to reveal his issues to Jess, she surprises him with an invite to accompany her on a work retreat to a remote island resort. Surprised by the suddenness of this next step in their relationship, he decides to keep his secret a little longer. When the new couple arrives on the island, Hank is horrified to discover that he has left his meds behind and is no longer able to hide his various symptoms. This is a funny film.
Should be hysterical. Yes.
It's called, yes, My Boyfriend's Meds. Want to check that out.
Las Pildoras de Mi Novio.
There we go.
There it is, just for you.
Doing it much better than I could ever do it.
Well, you know.
So, once again, we have Sonic the Hedgehog number one this weekend, and fun, and all kinds of things happening at your local multi-screen multiplex.
Yeah, and look at all the other stuff. I got to catch the Wild, though. Yeah. CGI and all, who cares? I just got to get that out of my mind. That's amazing. The dog is CGI. That's hysterical. Well, you see, this is it. When you get ornery old guys like that in part of the movie, they just say whatever they want. It's like, they're like kids, right? They just let it blast. There's no filter. That's what you get with them. And Steve, the movie guy, Steve Evans, we'll see you there, buddy. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the